This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. We hear so much about men having midlife crises. Do women have them too? In her new novel, Thisbe Nissen delves deep into the midlife crisis of a 50-year-old woman. She reads from Our Lady of the Prairie.
From the moment I saw Lucius Pacelli, I wanted to go to bed with him. If I'd known then what Michael would put me through by way of penance. In 26 years of marriage, you'd think if he'd needed so badly to spank me, he'd have found an opportunity. I might have simply given in. Instead, I spent 3 months in tortuous longing before succumbing to all I felt for Lucius. But retrospect is convenient, life less so. Even if I should have foreseen or already known of my husband's peccadilloes, I still could not have gazed into the future to know, say, the path that May's tornado would take across Iowa, straight through our daughter's wedding. I met Lucius in late January. I'd just arrived in Ohio for my semester's teaching exchange. He was recently back from a year and a half in France, a research sabbatical he'd extended with an additional 6 month leave. His work was on Nazi collaborationists of the Vichy regime. And he'd be headed back to France that summer. But when we met, it was only January. The Democrats hadn't even nominated someone to run against W and bar him from second term. Bernadette, the mother-in-law whose belligerent existence I'd suffered for more than half my life, was still alive and kicking me at every available opportunity. And Jenny wasn't yet married to Silas Yoder, or pregnant and off her psych meds, and once again as miserable as she'd been before the electroshock. Aura and Obadiah Yoder were already dead. Silas and Eula's parents, hit head-on and killed by an SUV in their own buggy in front of their own prairie farm. And a year had done little to dissipate that pain. The birth of Eula's baby had diverted us, yes. My point is this. When I met Lucius, my life was more stable than it had been in 25 years. I met him, and I wanted him, more clearly and maybe less complicatedly than I think I've ever wanted anything in this life.
There's a lot of passion in this book, certainly in these opening chapters. So I wondered, when you were writing them, did you have to take like a cold shower between writing sessions? Or
I'm pleased to hear you say that it comes across like that. You know what? I wrote this book over such a long period of time that those times were so almost filtered out over so many years.
So you were like an old married couple by the time you finished.
I mean, I started working on this book when I was in my very early 30s. I'm 45 now. When I started writing the book, I was in my early 30s, and Philippa, the narrator, the main character, was in the early drafts, she was 57. And gradually, as I had to sort of work things out, and as things do over 15 years of working on a book, she became younger. So Philippa is 50 now in the year that the novel takes place. And I'm 45.
Hey, 57-year-olds can have plenty of passion.
Absolutely. Oh, no, that was not the issue. There were many other logistical concerns of, like, wars falling at the right time and you know, the things that one has to take into account writing novels. But we kind of grew together. Like, she was much older than I. She was 25 years my senior when I started writing this book, and now we're almost the same age.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Thisbe Nissen sums up, as much as she can, the messy life of Our Lady of the Prairie.
I think what this novel is about is one of the hardest questions for me to answer still. In the very short version, I think it's kind of the story of a woman's midlife crisis over the course of a year, and it takes place. The present time of the story is 2004, Iowa, during the very contentious election when Johns, Kerry, and Edwards were running against Bush, who was up for his second term. So that's the midlife crisis amidst the 2004 presidential election in Iowa is the short version. And then the longer version involves so much, like, in the course of that, there's a foray to Nazi-occupied France. And I think it's a novel also very much about the relationship between mothers and daughters, which seems to be what I write about even when I don't mean to be writing about it.
You've said that writing isn't painful for you, that it's a pleasure. Is it easy for you? Or 'cause usually we hear about writers and that awful struggle and solitude.
You know, it's actually changed a great deal over time. I think writing used to be really just pure pleasure.
It's one of those things that the more you do, it becomes harder. At least I've found that to be true.
Yeah, I have not.
Or our standards keep rising?
I've not been able to do very much writing in recent years. My teaching job has taken over much of my, just the hours in the day, having a young child, the life things that kind of get in the way. It feels harder these days, and I don't know if it will go back to feeling easy or joyous. I don't think I would do it if I didn't enjoy doing it. You know, you hear writers talk about, oh, I love writing because it's like banging your head against the wall. It feels so good when you stop, you know. And I don't think I could do it if it felt like banging my head against a wall. Once I'm in it, I lose track of time, and that's not something that happens with too many things in the world.
They say that's key, that one thing where you forget what's going on around you, that's your thing.
Yeah, although it seems to happen with quilting and photo editing more these days than with writing.
More than one thing. So does that sometimes inspire you to change from art form to art form and quilt for a while, and then that's probably a good time to think?
It does, yeah, it does. I actually quilt and listen to audiobooks. So it's a different kind of headspace. My husband keeps telling me that when as much time and as much pain as went into this book, that I'm allowed to let that side of my creativity lie fallow for a little while, and we'll see. You start to feel like a fraud. A writer who's not writing starts to feel like a fraud. But just yesterday he was saying, I know what next. It's that Jewish Pirates in Barbados novel. You have to do it. You have to do it.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Thisbe Nissen, the author of Our Lady of the Prairie. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.